question was asked on mitzvos ben adam lachavero, if a person is a work in progress and they know they have to do tshuva, so they're working and they're moving forward, but as they're working, they're still inflicting harm. Can they be comfortable with themselves over the harm they're inflicting because they're moving in the right direction? To the best of my understanding, we don't say ben adam lachavero that you have time, you could keep inflicting harm. Every time a person inflicts harm to someone else, that's an iser, depending on the gravity of the situation, will depend on what should be done. If a person has moments of rage and he beats people up, so then he should go to the police or go to a system that will lock him up. But if he really wants to do tshuva, the fact that it will take him time to evolve does not permit him to leave himself that room of harming other people. He has to stop harming people today, 100%. And the fact that it'll take him time to evolve, well, then he has to do that in a setting where he doesn't harm other people. And that's why when there are instances of people who are hurtful to other people, abusive or a person who's a molester, so then we don't say, let's let him evolve. Once it's reached a certain point where it is harmful to other people, so then we do our best to get him away from harming other people. And within that process, also to help him change his ways. But the fact that he needs time to heal does not permit him to continue hurting other people.
Saying that's not directly, instead of molesting, child pornography. Like that, where it's not totally
been on the makom,
and it's
why is it not totally
been on the makom? He's also affecting himself. It's not just it's not that he's not being shown shabbos. He's doing something that culture, the whole society, frowns upon, and it's you'd be arrested for it if you're caught.